The story we get into next, after many years of protests and debates, Minister of Mineral Resources Msebenzi Zwane announced that fracking for shale gas will go ahead in the Karoo, after all. I'd say a big blow for the anti-fracking movement, isn't it?
Yeah, so my thoughts on this, Ernest, are really not good, and actually quite angry about it. But this came from nowhere, and Msebenzi Zwane, who is the guy with the signature who seems to be signing off a whole lot of very destructive legislation and policy at the moment, is the man responsible for this. He's a Gupta-linked Minister of Mineral Affairs, and he signed off the fracking in the Karoo, and it's now become a reality. This is despite the findings of a report by the CSIR in November that there's really not enough water to support hydraulic fracturing or fracking in the Karoo. CSIR also went on to suggest that the Department of Minerals and Energy have severely overestimated the number of jobs that fracking can actually supply to people living in the Karoo, which has been a big selling point for them. The concern is that often potable water that's used in fracking, so they use fresh water in fracking, is hardly recyclable due to the hundreds of chemical compounds that are used in this process. A fracking well may pump up to 19 million liters of potable water. They mix it with fracking chemicals that the industry actually refuses to share with society due to them being declared trade secrets, which from experience in the United States has really done a huge amount of damage in polluting soil and air and created a lot of health and environmental issues. So recovered water also cannot be used again. It can't be used for agriculture or industry or domestic use, and is generally discarded in a region whose vegetation in this instance is so sensitive, as it adds, and this adds up really to absolute lunacy and is very irresponsible. Processes were changed recently, and this is a key thing of why it probably came from nowhere, where the Department of Mineral Resources took over the role of assessing the impact, the environmental impact of these mining developments away from the Department of Environmental Affairs. And once again, giving the fox the keys to the chicken coop, which is going to result in absolute disaster. And why? It's all about money, Ernest. Shell must have popped expensive bubbly this week. They have about 3 of the 5 concessions, and then, surprise, surprise, the ANC Tebe Investment owns 28% of Shell South Africa. So we follow the money, and that's really the real motivation for stuff happening in South Africa at the moment. Very sad. We've sold our souls.
All right. Okay, Kevin James, we'll leave it there for now. Lots more, I'm sure, to talk about next Wednesday. Thank you so much. Kevin James from GCX Africa.